Hey, Jason.
Are you awake? Jason. Ugh. Are you still sleeping? Come on, it's time to get up. It's your big day. It's your circumcision day, remember? Isn't that exciting? What, it's not exciting? Oh, come on, it won't be that bad. It's just a little snip snip and then you'll be done. And you won't have your foreskin anymore. Good riddance, huh? That's kind of fun, right? Oh, yeah, no, probably not. You're right. Well, anyway, Mom wanted me to make sure you're getting ready. So, she's downstairs, and we just had breakfast. And she said, you need to be up and dressed in the car in, like, 45 minutes. Okay? You can't be late. Not to your own penis surgery. So get your butt up, sunshine, and let's get ready. Now I still gotta change out of my pajamas and put on some actual clothes. And I did pack some magazines and stuff for the waiting room. What? Yeah, of course I'm going with you. Mom and I both are. Do you think I would stay at home? I wouldn't miss this for the world. My brother is getting part of his dick cut off today. There's no chance I'm missing that. It's fucking... Oh. I mean, no, I won't get to watch your foreskin actually get sliced and diced. But I will get to see you in the waiting room and see how nervous you'll be when the nurse calls your name to go back there for it. And while you're back there, while Mr. Penis is being introduced to Mr. Scalpel, just think of Mom and me in the waiting room with our favorite magazines having some quality girl time. Doesn't that make you feel a little better? Knowing that while you're having your foreskin chopped off, Mom and I will be relaxing in the waiting room. Oh, don't get so pissy. I'm just messing around with you. You know, if the roles were reversed, you'd do the same. You have to admit, it's kind of funny. Like, seriously, you have an appointment in 2 hours to get your dick operated on. I mean, good morning! Oh. You still can't see the humor. Well, it's there, sweetie, I promise. And yeah, it probably helps that I'm a girl and can't relate to what you're going through. I don't have a dick, obviously, and so this is totally your problem. By the way, Mom finally told me the reason you have to get circumcised in the first place. You've got an infection down there under your foreskin. That's disgusting. Don't you frickin' shower or clean yourself? Seriously, that's so gross. But, well, I guess you're about to learn that lesson the hard way, huh? You didn't take care of your foreskin, so now it's getting cut off. You gotta say bye-bye. Oh, and, is it weird to know that Mom was the one who made this decision? Like, she told me that the doctor said you could have used the steroid cream for a while, you know, to see if it would cure the infection. But Mom pretty much said, nah, let's just go with the circumcision. I mean, is that weird? Knowing that Mom's the one who basically sentenced you to this fate? To having part of your dick cut off? And she knew exactly what you'd be going through. She made her decision after researching stuff about teenage circumcision and talking with your doctor. So, like, after learning how unfun it would be for you and your penis, she still said, go ahead. And then, after telling you what she decided, she scheduled the procedure right in front of you. Literally, it's like two women, Mom and the receptionist, talking about your foreskin getting chopped off and when they're gonna do it, right while you just sit there and have to listen. That's so fucking funny. I mean, it's not a big deal to them. They don't have foreskins. Oh, but soon you won't either. look, we'll all three just, we'll have that in common. Mom, me, and you, no foreskins. Isn't that fun, sweetie? Yeah? Some bonding family bondage. Okay, well, I need to go get ready now. It's time for you to get your ass out of bed. Like I said, you need to be dressed and in the car in like 45 minutes. Actually, if you have a few extra minutes, hon, you might want to, well, relieve yourself one last time, since you won't be able to do that again for 6 weeks. Why do you look so confused? You don't know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you do. What are you talking about? Shit. Oh. Well, I wasn't supposed to say anything about that. My bad. Yeah, Mom asked me not to. I'm sorry. No, never mind. Nothing. No. No, it was something else I was thinking about. Girl stuff. Don't worry about it. No, I can't. I can't. Oh, honey, okay. Fine. Well, after your little circumcision, you're not going to be able to, you're not going to be able to, like, masturbate. You're not going to be able to jerk off for, like, 6 weeks. Yeah. 6 weeks. No action at all. No orgasms, buddy. Your dick and the stitches and everything will have to heal. You're not going to want to mess with that. Yeah. I know. That's a really long time. Oh my god, actually, I kind of feel bad for mentioning it. Mom didn't want me to say anything about your orgasm vacation because she thought you'd freak out, and, well, she was right. But, I mean, seriously, you'll be fine. It's just 6 weeks, and then you'll be back to normal. Okay, yeah, you're right. That sounds ridiculous. Just 6 weeks. There is no just about it. That's a long-ass time. I wouldn't be able to go that long. No fucking way. I mean, you and I are, like, around the same age, and I'm horny all the time, so I cannot even imagine. Oh, man, you'll be so frustrated and desperate. You can't touch yourself. That sucks. Do you think it'll make you grumpy? Do you think it'll make you even hornier than usual? I think it will. Oh, man. Oh, you're gonna want to so bad. But, you know what? Look on the bright side. I don't have any restrictions. So, how about this? Think of it this way. I can get off for the both of us. I'll have enough orgasms for the both of us. Look, your big sis is always looking out. Always looking out. I got you covered, buddy. I got you covered. I mean, you can go ahead and... No. Probably shouldn't think about it. Nope. You don't want anything to encourage any stitch breaking. Just be celibate. Just, you know, confine yourself to reading, I don't know, tax consumer education textbooks. You know, I'm sure you got like a test coming up for that soon, don't you? Yeah, don't worry. And then you don't have to think about me, you know, being able to watch porn and, you know, getting it on with my boyfriend and, all of that good stuff. And you don't have to think about other girls and, you know, just keep your nose in that book the whole time, right? So even when you're walking around at school, you know, all those cute girls and the freaking dance squad and, you know, You won't have to notice their little short skirts all the time when they bend over in gym class. And I mean, you might actually have to sit out, so, you know, be sure to use up that time to study. Yup, no boob ogling for you at that time. No booby bouncing during volleyball practice. Nope, just consumer education. Oh, well, okay, so, get ready. Sorry to spring that on you at the last minute. Yeah, today's gonna suck for you. Surgery on your dick, followed by 6 weeks of total celibacy as you go through puberty. But throughout everything, your darling mom and sweet sister will be right by your side, sweetheart. And my volleyball team is rooting for you, because I told all of those girls. Yeah, sorry, it just kind of slipped out during our last practice. one of them said her brother went through the same thing last year when he was your age, and yeah, she said it really sucked. For him, not for her. She said it was pretty fucking funny for her. So, yeah, should probably say your farewells now to your dirty little foreskin. You still got a few minutes, so, enjoy it. Enjoy that last time you get to just slowly pull back that foreskin. Savor the moment when that swollen head of yours pops through, peeking out as your foreskin slides back. Oh, I know my boyfriend talks about it all the time, how much he loves it. Aww. Hey, I have an idea. I knew it. I knew it. It was out. Here. There! If you take a picture, it'll last longer. Oh. But yeah, say goodbye. Go jerk off. I will see you down in, 40 minutes. You better get going. Oh. See you downstairs, sweetie. Mwah! Loser.